Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about selling out your crochet at craft fairs. So craft fairs are a great thing for a small business owner. Not only do you get the chance to make a lot of profit in a single day, you get to actually interact with your customers, sell your crochet, and really learn what your audience likes. You get to chat away, you get to chat with the fellow business owners, you get to network. They are great opportunities. You know, they get you out of the house, they get you to places maybe that you haven't visited before. There's a lot of benefits to selling your crochet at craft fairs. But there's also some downsides. And the biggest one is that they can feel like pure luck whether you're going to have a profitable day, a break-even day, or even days where you end up with a loss. And we don't like that. You want predictable sales. Now, there's no denying that at these types of events, there's always an element of luck. You cannot control how many people will come through and visit that craft fair. A popular event can be hit by, you know, the weather. People are less likely to come visit if it's a miserable day outside. It doesn't matter whether your fair is inside, indoors or outdoors. People simply do not want to step outside their front door if it's absolutely tipping it down. So that can play a part in having a bad day. But you could also fall victim to other nearby events going on. So if it's Derby Day at the local football, you can't compete with that. You're going to see lower footfall just because everyone is down watching the football because it's the big game. It's the big one of the season that everybody wants to see and they're all going to watch it. You will see lower foot traffic because of that. So there are some elements of luck to it, and there always will be. What you can do is take away all the other elements of guessing before you get there. And the biggest key to success at the craft fair is doing your research before you sign up to the event. This is the biggest factor. Before you even sign up to the event, before you pay for that stall, you know, before you even start making plans for stock, research the event. How popular is it? How many times did this event run before? What kinds of sellers went to that event? Did they have good days? Go stalk their social media, previous vendors, and see how they did. How well advertised is this event? You know, do the organisers do some serious legwork in getting the word out? And then, of course, you've got to consider whether this event is going to be worth a stall fee. Because the thing about craft fairs or any event, in-person event where you rent a space, is that they can range massively in how much they charge you as a seller to have a pitch, to have a stall, to have an area. They can vary from as little as £10 a table to thousands of pounds if you're at a massive national convention. And only you can decide whether that event is worth the price. And you've got to weigh that up. And only you can decide that. Only you can decide whether you have the right audience, whether you can make the right stock, enough stock to make the most of that event. Cheap stalls are usually very local events they might not get many people, but if you have the right products, you could, you know, clear out. And similarly, if you shell out thousands to be at a national convention, it is not a guarantee you're going to make sales. Because if you're paying to be at an anime convention, but you're selling practical farmhouse type gifts, the two are not going to go together. They are not your audience. You will likely not sell a thing. So massive foot traffic does not equal sell out sales. You've got to make sure your audience matches your products. And that's really the great thing about these in-person events, is that you can tailor what you take to that event. You can make things that you wouldn't sell online. You can tailor your stock to that event to make sure that you have as big a chance as possible of selling out. Now, there are a lot of things to think about when it comes to these in-person events, these craft fairs. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to think about. And there's lots of big and little things that you can do to make things go better. And actually, I've just put together a set of tips to help you at the craft fair, both to prep, things you can do on the day, things that are going to make your craft fair as successful as possible. There's 39 tips in total, but I have a free set of 9, so you can see what they're about and what they're like, and you can download that below. So beneath the podcast, there is a link, or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/craft fair, and you can get and download your 9 free tips right now. But if you're going to be doing these craft fairs, you need to be fully prepared. Research is the key before you go, but there's plenty you can do kind of on your way there. You know, once you've done all your research, once you've booked it, getting ready to go, and on the day. But there's also things you can do after the fact as well. Because if you're going to be doing these events regularly, you can learn from what came before. You can learn from the past to make future events better. So it's always good to have a look back and see how events did before and what you would change to make things better next time. So you get into this feedback of continuous improvement, and it's the same with everything. The more you do something, the better you get at it. You get used to making sure you have everything you need before you go. You know, making sure that you have tables or stands at the right size for the space. You learn how to display your crochet so it gets the most attention. You learn how to interact with people who approach your stall better and more effectively. You learn what people are looking for. You learn what sells well. You learn what kind of yarn they would prefer to buy, what colours sell well. It is a learning experience. And what I would suggest is, if you haven't done a craft fair before, treat your very first one as a learning experience. Don't go into it with high expectations. Go into it as an investment to learn how to do these things better. Because craft fairs are one of those things, it's easy enough to see what you need to do on paper, but in practice, it can feel very different. And until you've actually done one and experienced it, you're not really going to know what to expect and what you're going to need. Setting up your stall as a practice in your home is different to setting it up so that it actually sells well. How do people interact with your crochet? What questions do they have for you? Do they want to place custom orders, or do they just want to buy something there and then that they can take right away? And you have to decide if you're going to offer any custom options, or if what you see is what they get. And there is no right and wrong way. There is only your way. You get to decide how this all pans out. This is entirely in your hands, and this is kind of the advantage of craft fairs over online selling. In craft fairs, you can go rogue. You don't have to stick to what is in your online shop. If you don't ever want to make a stock item that you make for a craft fair again, you don't have to. So what you make for one craft fair, you do not have to make available for the next one. You can change your stock line entirely if you want to. So they offer a kind of freedom that you don't get with online shops. You can mix it up more when it comes to what you offer. So if you enjoy making different things all the time, craft fairs are a great way for you to be able to do that. It's a bit more difficult to do it when you're selling online because you have to stick to a niche in order to promote yourself properly. Craft fairs, you get to go off script a bit and you can offer things that you just don't offer online. So they offer a sense of freedom. They're a great way to interact with people because, again, being an online seller, you are alone. If you are doing this business by yourself, you will spend a lot of time alone, and doing these in-person events gives you the opportunity to get out there and meet new people. So there are tons of advantages to craft fairs, and they are great opportunities, and people can be very successful at them. But you've got to be prepared to learn. You've got to be prepared to put the work in beforehand to do that research. And you do have to learn what works on the day. How to persuade people to buy without being too salesy. You want to be welcoming, but not aggressively salesy. You want to offer information without overloading. There is an art to it. And if you're naturally chatty and gregarious anyway, you're going to find it a lot easier. In-person events are much more difficult if you're more of the introverted shy type. You may need to do a few to kind of get used to what your role is and, you know, observe other business owners doing it. Because at these fairs, you will find people who have done these dozens of times. There are businesses who only ever sell at craft fairs, and they love it, and they're very good at it, and they're very successful. If they weren't successful, they wouldn't keep doing them. And what sells for one person may not sell for another. It is unique to everyone, but there is an art form to it. There is also a logic to it. You'll find that the most successful sellers are all doing similar things. And so if you haven't done one before, then go and do one as a learning experience, but observe other vendors to see how they are with customers, to see how they lay out their products so that they get seen. See just how they do it. People watch. People watching is a great way to learn at these events, and they're going to really help you pick up the skills you need for yourself. It's unrealistic to expect you'll go to your first craft fair and absolutely blast it out the park. I mean, you may. Your crochet may be completely irresistible and sell out like hotcakes. I really hope that happens. But if you've not done one before, it is more realistic to expect that you're not going to have a sellout day. Treat it as a learning experience, and then you won't be disappointed. Because what you pay for in making the stock, getting to the event, and that table fee, you'll reap back as a learning experience. And learn those lessons. Don't let not selling as much as you hoped get you down. Look at all the lessons you've learned, because that experience is priceless. You will learn so much so that the next one you do, you will be a whole lot more successful. And it is a learning curve. There is definitely an art form to these things. There are so many different tactics that you can try for getting success at the craft fair. and you just have to learn what works for you. How you prefer to sell. How you enjoy doing them. And learn what people want to buy. Make sure you get the right audience for your crochet. Make sure you make the right products for the audience. And you're going to do just fine. But you do have to make sure that you get everything ready, everything researched, and make sure you tailor your products to what people want. And you know what they want because you've done the research. So I hope that you've picked up some tips there. And if you want those 9 free tips that I've got, then the link is in the show notes, or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/craftfair and you can download them right now. Now, over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, I'm going to be talking more about craft fairs. I'm going to be talking about more of the tips that are in my 39 tips for selling at craft fairs. And I'm going to be sharing more of them there. So if you want access to that members-only episode, then click the link beneath the show notes or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can access that right now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.